I need a tab.
All right,
let's go to start. No problem. My tie looks good. It's going to be a little bit more complex topic for some people. This is, after all, off season. You know, tax season is by April 15th or extension by October 15th. And those deadlines are gone. So I'm going to cover some more and during this next few weeks, some more less common questions that people have, but important ones that still need to be answer that we record them so that it's available to anybody who has that question come up. By the way, just so you know, one thing that some of you may be interested in knowing while I'm at it is we have a page called the Frequently Asked Questions on our website at freedomlawschool.org. And that has a lot of good questions for you guys to do. See right there on the educational? Then where we have the Frequently Asked Questions, I forgot. Under what tab is that? Under educational? Let's see, get help, on the get help, yeah. On the get help, frequently asked question, right there. There's a lot of good stuff, guys. A lot of your common questions, you guys that call me Thursday nights, is here if you just click on that. And my website, internet connection is a little slow right now. Here it is. So questions patrons frequently ask us, okay? So this is a continually growing part of our website so that you can refer to this page and you're going to find probably maybe 75% of the questions that you have. You'll probably find an answer here. And usually it's in a video where I talk about this topic, explain to you in more detail. So take advantage of this because I know people call me and more and more I'm going to be not available less and less as we grow. And I'll make these videos so you guys can really have the answers you're looking for easily at your disposal. So, and then with that, we get ready to go start recording about the terms includes and including. Does that mean the federal tax law, what simple think it means or not? We're going to address that issue, okay? So with that, let's get my favorite book with a beautiful cover. How about the Federal Mafia? One, how Americans can fight back, and let's get started. Okay, we're all zoomed in good.
Hold on, Kevin.
We'll be right back momentarily, guys. Just hang in there, folks. We got a little minor technical issue we're working on right now. And as we get this issue fixed, we will start the recording just momentarily. By the way, we should be able to start taking registrations for the Restore Freedom Rally coming up February 2nd through 5th. Hopefully that'll be coming up, folks, next week. So you want to mark your calendars right now about the Restore Freedom Rally. Here it is. I'll show you guys 2nd through 5th. In Orlando, Florida, and we get more speakers confirmed all the time. The co-production with Sue Peters Productions, Anna, Sue Peters will be there, along with more speakers that we can confirm, put it on there. So we're going to start pre-registrations shortly. Are you ready to get started? Okay, very good. We're going to get started. And remember at the end, I'll answer all of your questions. So hang in there if you have a question. I will do the recording first. Let's get to it. Hello, my friends. I am Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I'll cover a less common question that comes up. And people ask me this question. Payman, You talk about the fact that in federal tax law books called the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7001, A9 and 10, it shows that United States means for tax purposes, if you see on my screen right now, only includes United States is Washington, D.C. And state is also District of Columbia. But here you see, even though it says District of Columbia, only no states are listed anywhere within the United States or state definition. But still, you know, the word here is includes, and a part of the law also says that here, includes and including, when using a definition contained in this title, shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of that term. In other words, people say, well, with this, what it means is that here we go, section 7701, even though the 50 states, none of them are listed here in definition of state or United States, they clearly must be implied there and read there. So that is a question that comes up. The word United States person also depends on the term United States. Of course, you're not a United States person, I say, because you are not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. With that, folks, I'm going to get on answering your question and concerns about this issue, because you see, I say you are not a United States person. Why? Because you're not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. You are not required to fill out this 1040 U.S. individual income tax return, because you are not that U.S. individual, because that U.S. individual is a District of Columbia individual. The regulations you see right here, 1.1-1, that says that Section 1 of the code requires the income tax to be paid by a citizen or resident of the United States that is a D.C. citizen, not a 50-state citizen. So let's go look at this whole including issue a little bit more closely together. Okay, first, let's start with this case of Hellerbrink versus Morgans. This is a 1934 case that some people bring to my attention, and they say that, see, the words of this case go against what you say, Paymon. Well, let's analyze this U.S. Supreme Court case a little bit more together. Okay, and this is a footnote in this case of Hellerbrink versus Morgan that says the terms means and includes are not necessarily synonymous. Why? Because the term used here is includes, not means. Some other parts of this revenue code, for example, 4612 from Title 26, which is about oil taxes, subchapter A tax on petroleum, which has its own definition and special rules in section 4612. Okay, it says in definition of the term United States that United States means 50 states. It does not say includes. So means and includes, they say, are not the same. And the word includes is, you know, means that there could be other stuff otherwise within the meaning of that term. Now, besides the fact that here we see in 4612, United States includes all the 50 states, just every U.S. territory you can think of, and Washington, D.C., all listed in there. It includes also the continental shelf areas, which is the seaboard of the United States, perimeters of outside the United States, the continental of the United States, and Alaska and Hawaii, right? And other territories of the United States. It also includes the foreign trade zones. Very specific and detailed, right? Well, look at this, folks. The way I can show it to you is that these different definitions are really unique. And you cannot read anymore because it got to be all in context. You see? In that court case I showed you here, okay, that Hellerbrink versus Morgan, the court says, the distinction in the use is aptly pointed out by sections 2 and 200 of the Act itself. And the court in this case analyzes in detail how in this particular case, the distinction, okay, between includes and including, means and includes, applies in this very particular case. I'm going to go through that because the fact that it's a very convoluted case with a thick language. I'm not going to bore you with that. But you can read it, but you can see for yourself the court itself clearly says that it's all depending on a very specific pointing out of the language of the act in this particular case, which you can read for yourself, okay? Because context does make a big difference. And I'm going to show you context about the Internal Revenue Code and federal tax laws. So as you see, for oil taxes, section 4612, the United States is very broad and includes just about everything you can think of. But look at this. And this is section 3121, okay? This is the chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act. This is the FICA on your paycheck. They take out your paycheck, your employees, FICA. Well, here we go. Section 3121, we go down here, way down to E, 3121, because for the purpose of this chapter, only this chapter, what chapter is this? Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, right? Has its own definition, like for wages, everything else. Let's go down to at the bottom, E. Here we go. State, United States, and citizen, but let's focus on state and United States right now. And you see that for the purposes of this chapter on FICA, the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the American Samoa. And the United States, when used in geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. So look at this, folks. In the same act here, same exact law, same E, right? 3121E in E1. The District of Columbia is specifically mentioned. All the other territories afterwards are also in the definition of the United States, all of them. Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and America, Samoa. But the District of Columbia is missing. It's not there in definition of the term United States. Look at it. It's not there. Well, isn't that funny? The seat, the headquarters of the United States government should be in there. You would think it otherwise would be included in that definition. You see, here it is, folks. What did they say about that? The term, terms includes and including when used in the definition contained in the title, shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of that term. Well, you would think that otherwise with the meaning of the term United States, you should have right here, D.C., be listed here, because it's listed as a state, and Washington, D.C. is not a state, neither are these territories. These U.S. territories are not states, but they're in there. So when all these 50 states are not in there, neither is D.C., but in the United States, D.C. is not included. See, folks, so the words including here in 3121, okay, for the person of this chapter, okay, it means it is very distinct because it has to be. It is a very distinct thing. Now, let's go on a little bit further to about this and compare these other definitions combined. 3701, United States. Okay, here we are. 9 and 10, you saw they do not list the 50 states. 3121 has the state and United States, okay? And as very, very specific, narrow, they do not include anywhere the 50 states. And then you see 4612 here includes a lot of things. Well, should other things be included in there perhaps in Section 7701? Well, let's see. In 3121, you know, you have these other U.S. territories, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and America, Samoa. They're listed as definition of states and United States. So when it comes to Section 7701, Should we add all the U.S. territories in there? How about 4612? Here, the United States includes other things like the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Should we include them in the definition of the United States? How about the continental shelf areas? How about foreign trade zones? You see? So we realize that all these definitions must be accepted exactly as they are, whether they use a term includes or means, they clearly are meant and intended to be distinct from each other. So I'm going to give you another example. Here is again from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. We're going to go to set 993, definition and special rules, right? For the purposes of this part, what is this part? This part is part four, domestic international sales corporations. All right. You go down section 993 at the very bottom to E. Look at this specific definition for the term United States defines. For the purposes of this part, the term United States includes. Now, that's not saying means. It says only includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the possessions of the United States. Does not include the District of Columbia. Specifically, it's not there. Does not also mention the 50 states. It uses the word includes. Ah, does that mean that 50 states are there? Well, it's not. Does it mean it includes the continental shelf? No. Foreign trade zones? No. And I have it here for you to compare. Okay? Section 993, you know, it tells you that for the purpose of this part, United States includes, look at that, Puerto Rico and possession of the United States. 4612, look, United States includes so much more. So should we just include all of this in 4612, all this United States definition? In section 993, just because 993 doesn't use the word includes, does not use the word means to say includes. So clearly, no. If you do that, then you destroy the whole intent of the law. Why would Congress not include the whole 4612 definition of United States, okay, in section 993 and only mention Puerto Rico and possession of the United States, not Washington, D.C., nor the 50 states, because, folks, they couldn't do it. Chose not to do it for whatever reason, they didn't. This Internal Revenue Code, folks, they don't try to make things shorter. It's very long, wordy, tiny font. You think they could not afford to say those, you know, definitions longer if they wanted to repeat them? They couldn't repeat their definition of the United States in 4612 that applies to petroleum and all these other definitions? Of course they could have if they want and could have, but they chose not to do so. All these definitions mean something, exactly what they say, and Supreme Court again reinforces this issue much more here now. First of all, the case of Fox versus Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, Supreme Court case that came out in 1935. And the Supreme Court in this case says this. Definition by the average man, or even by the ordinary dictionary, with a studied enumeration or listing of subtle shades of meanings, is not a substitute for the definition set before us by the lawmakers, with instructions to apply it to exclusion of all others. See, what you and I, the average ordinary man, or even dictionary says, is not a substitute for the definitions used by the lawmakers. Okay? And what the lawmakers say, it's say with exclusion of all other things that otherwise would be in the common man's understanding or dictionary. So with this clear understanding now, let's go on to another Supreme Court case about this issue. Hoover versus Allison versus about Tax Commissioner of Ohio, which came out in 1945. Okay. I'm sorry. That one, you can skip that one. Let's go to this one. Stenberg versus Carhart. Okay. In year 2000. In this case, the Supreme Court says clearly to us that when a statute includes, and here look what it includes. That is a means, when a statute says by means, this is what it includes. The word includes is right there. It includes an explicit definition. We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yep. And it is axiomatic or self-evident obvious that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. See, folks, unstated meanings of the term are not there. They are excluded. Even though when a statute includes an explicit definition, and these definitions are all explicitly specific. Okay? And in this Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould came out in 1917. Supreme Court held in a 9-0 unanimous decision. Here's what all 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices said. That in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes or imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend the provisions of tax laws, okay, by implication, by implying beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language of the law clearly shows, right? Or to enlarge their operations of the tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. Something not specifically pointed out, it's not there. Okay? And furthermore, if you still have any doubts about this issue, the court unanimously tells you 9-0, this last point, which is key. In case of doubt, any doubt, they mean the tax laws are construed or interpreted most strongly. You can't get any more strong than most strongly, folks, against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Done, folks. This is a closed, shut case. Okay? There's all these definitions, okay, that say things so clearly different that don't make sense to you and I. You know, state, include all these U.S. territories, United States, does not include even the District of Columbia, even the seat of the United States government, where they have exclusive jurisdiction. All these definitions are so different. Supreme Court says you're not any sure about it in any way. It goes against government's power to tax. Closed, shut case, folks. And you see, what they've done, folks, to us is this. In the case of Hooten versus Allison, Comedy versus Abbott, Supreme Court said, you see, the term United States may be used in any one of the several senses. And this is how they tricked us. They told us the truth, but in a way that could easily be confused and read it more than one way. That's tricky. They tell you something, you read it this way, or this way, or the other way. You'll see how they got you. That's what it mentioned, all these U.S. territories, but not the 50 states in the Charlotte Code. So the United States may be merely the name of the sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the founding nations, like as opposed to Russia, China, England, France, and Germany, right? It may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends, which is the one we talk about so often, which is Washington, D.C., and territories. That's why you see all these definitions that mention Washington, D.C. territories, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. That's the United States, folks, that they mean. But they deceive you to think the first deficit, right? You may also have thought of the third deficit of the United States, right? Maybe the collective name of the states which are united by and under the Constitution. Yep. Name the 50 states. As you see on the map, united together, that could be that as well. But the one that I refer to is the second deficit. That is what the Trade Remedy Clause primarily applies to. Oil taxes are excise taxes, privilege taxes, indirect taxes, and the U.S. Constitution allows the federal government to tax the excises all over the 50 states and U.S. territories and continental shelves and foreign trade zones as long as the tax rate is equal everywhere. And the other taxes, the power they get is because the federal government in Washington, D.C. and territories, they can do what they want. If you have in your state a military base, when you walk in a military base in California, you're no longer part of the state of California. Yes, you're part of federal territory. You walk in that military base in Texas, you are no longer part of the state of Texas. You're in the federal zone. They can do what they want in those federal zones and Guam, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C., right? All your territories and possessions, right? So, folks, bottom line is, as you see in Section 7701 of the Internal Revenue Code, when using this title, will define the term United States and states, yes, it only includes the District of Columbia. And this book applies primarily to the District of Columbia. Yep. If there's no other definition for that part or chapter, subchapter, this book, this definition I just showed you controls. And so far, we found what does not apply to people in 50 states is income taxes, payroll taxes, estate taxes, corporate taxes, wager taxes, even gun manufacturing taxes, even those do not apply to people in 50 states. I'll show it to you. Okay, and in each presentation, I'll cover these issues in more detail later on, okay? So therefore, what that means is also you are also not a United States person, as you thought you are, because you are not a citizen or resident of District of Columbia. And even corporations and partnerships, which are not domestic Washington, D.C., they are not United States persons either. So here we are, you know, federal regulation of 26 the CFR about Section 1 of the Revenue Code imposes income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this form, the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return, it applies to who? To District of Columbia individual. It's D.C. Individual Income Tax Return, not the 50 states. Income tax return whatsoever. But folks, what you want to do to journey to freedom, go to our website, okay? freedomlawschool.org and regain your power and freedom. You'll never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely. And if you want and choose with a guarantee. It's available if you choose. You must go down and see seven steps here. You want to take these seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee if you choose again at freedomlawschool.org. Step one is arm yourself with the law. That's your starting point. Step two is end the filing income tax forms, which are dangerous to you, folks. All tax forms are dangerous under penalty of perjury. You put the rope around your neck. Step three, realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. Step four, take courage from our victories. We've beaten them many times, ourselves and our students. Okay, I'm not in prison. Our students have been free of the IRS. And step five, write your lawmakers about luck. Question them, folks, right? That's your right. Now, all these first five steps are absolutely free. You can and should do them on your own absolutely zero cost to you on these petitions. We even pay for the for you to fill out the forms of another company. Cost us 12 cents for you to view your petition on our website for free. We want you to write your congressman. It's your right. It's your duty. Okay? So this way we all stop supporting the swamp and all of us have a more prosperous, happy, less stressful life. We can enjoy it more, right? We're not poor. It reduces stress and increases joy and happiness, right? Now worry about money all the time. Okay? And then step 6 and 7, folks, those are options available. You can join the Restore Freedom Plan to restore freedom in America if you choose with a money guarantee that the IRS will not be able to hurt you. And step 7, you can get paid for spreading the word to other Americans who want to be free like you. So it's up to you to be free. I cannot do it. The key is you must seek the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And I cannot do that for you, folks. I would love for every one of you to be free. Yes, I was born to live in a live and let live, and love and let love world. We're going to have fun and play. Have a good time. Laugh and tell jokes. Right? But I cannot make you free. Only you can make yourself free. You hold the keys. Put it into freedomlawschool.org. And on your smartphone, on your drive to and from work, let it play. Wash the roads and listen to our videos, right? And when you go to your work or home on your smartphone, watch it as you eat and to verify what we're telling you on the videos is true. You see, oh, wow. Now I know. Okay? You'd be like Neo in the movie Matrix. Plugged in the back. With a knowledge of a connection, and he wakes up and says, I know Kung Fu, and goes, ooh, all this stuff, and gets Morpheus, right? I'm the Morpheus. You are all Neos. So go be a Neo. Go to freedomlawschool.org. You'll know Kung Fu of freedom. Freedomlawschool.org, and I hope to meet you all someday, shake your hand, give you a hug, and we can all work together to have you be free, have America be a free country once again. Okay. Now we will go to your questions, my friend. We have right now 3 people waiting to ask their questions. We put the call number on the screen right now so that those of you who have questions, you can also add yourself to a list of people. The first call we have is from area code 479, and then we have another call from area code 503, and then another call from area code 862. And folks, I would like to ask you before you ask a question to tell me how you heard about us, and your first name, no last name, and then that way I can address you, know what kind of outreach we're doing is working to reach American people like you. I will answer questions one person at a time. So from area code 479 caller. Oh, we have another one from area code 207. Just join. Okay, I'll get you, my friends. The number's on the screen. If you have a question, call the number, get in line. So from area code 479, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payton. This is Randall. I had sent you an email. I heard about your program through a friend, and then later I remembered it and was scanning the internet and found you that way. So basically had some tax issues got interested. So anyway.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I sent you an email and told you my story. And I was one of those 105 people that went to jail in 2015 for not filing an income tax. Do you remember that email?
No, because I get a lot of emails. I'm so busy. I have not gone to my emails for about 5 days. So if you want me to review the email, you got to make sure you call and make sure that the email is brought to my attention. So I'm sorry about that, my friend. But
no problem.
You can either call back next week after I read your email, or you can summarize your email if you want right now. What's your choice?
Well, it's pretty extensive, but I can just run you through it. I've got a $125,000 notice of lien filed against the name in the county courthouse. And I have no property in the public. And I'm interested in deleting that or setting off that that notice of lien.
Mm-hmm.
It is hindering me from pursuing my profession. I'm not able to renew a license because of the lien.
What license? In what state? And who's IRS lien or state tax lien?
Okay, it's an IRS lien in Arkansas, and it's an appraiser's license that said that they would not renew it until I paid off that lien. I said, well, how am I going to pay off the lien without a job? So anyway. That's
well,
between a rock and a hard place.
Then you need to – I can't answer your question, my friend, on this call. I wish I could, because no one knows all the laws of all 50 states. I've never heard of a state that says to get a license for a job, you have to pay foreign government's taxes in full. Never heard of such a thing. So I don't know what this person is telling you, but we got to research this issue. You see these books behind me? Yeah, these books, yeah. I can open them up, look them up, books like that, and find that what law they're relying upon. I need to see the documentation that they sent you about this issue, okay, and research it. So you can do it yourself if you want to, look up the law for yourself, or you can pay me to do it for you. But you got to look up the law and see what it says and challenge them on this thing. Folks, I do it just like you. They give you Arkansas code section, whatever, 589265. Look it up. See what it says. Like, I don't think it says you have to pay federal taxes. I think it means state taxes. But without seeing it, how would I know? So you want to send it for a paid one-on-one consultation for me or somebody else to look it up and help you with that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. I appreciate it, payment.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. We're going to go now to call from area code 503. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. This is Tess. And I first heard about you guys on Stu Peters. And then I have a friend, a close friend, that I found out later that she actually is a student with the Freedom Law School. So I was in the insurance industry, so I love what you're doing as far as explaining the details of the definitions and how they're context specific. So really appreciate that. So I'm just in the step one, just watching your videos. I actually have two questions. One's about what you talked about tonight, but the first question I wanted to ask is I'm on Social Security and I have a traditional, not a Roth. So what I will have to be doing is taking some money out starting next year. And so I wondered, because that's pre-tax, if I become a student, and how is that treated under, would that be included or would I still have to pay the tax on? And then the question I was wondering is, considering all those definitions that they've done specifically in different, under different, I don't know, you want to call them articles, I don't know what they are called, but, whether
sections. Right.
Yeah, the different, or the FICA or whatever. Why have they not specifically gone in over the decades and I mean, I know the 14th Amendment, they tried to, cover it over and make it, you know, the whole 50 states. But why haven't they haven't gone in and specifically increased the definition like you've shown us in the other areas? And what would it take to do that? Would it take an act of Congress? You know, my only concern is our courts are really corrupt now. And for crying out loud, it's like there is no law. So, you know, I don't know what would happen if, you know, it ever did get challenged. So, sorry, that's a couple of different questions. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. The answer to your question, as you see before me, if you're watching, is in this deal. How, and you see it in our step on, okay? I have this in the Learn a Full Story, watching these five videos, okay? There is a video called How the Income Tax Was Imposed on Americans Despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. You can watch that. But the short answer to your question is simple, okay?
I did watch it. I'm just kind of curious. So why?
I'll tell you. I know what you said. I heard you. Let me tell you. Because the U.S. Constitution specifically limits the federal government's directing taxing power of we the American people. Okay. Remember, the states created the federal government as their agents, and it gave it 18 specific powers like common defense, common money, common immigration rules, and things like that. And they had kept every power of the states to themselves and the people. Okay, that's what they did. So when it comes to direct taxes, they had tax on slaves and property in the late 1700s, early 1800s. Okay, and you see what happened is that that was too convenient. So they what they did is they pretended through the 16th Amendment of the Constitution that they're going to pass an amendment to get rid of it. Restrictions on federal government's taxing powers. That's supposedly what the 16th Amendment did, because direct taxes must be divided up or apportioned among the states based upon the population or enumeration of the people of the states, their numbers. And that was too cumbersome. The founding fathers deliberately did that. Hold on, I'm going to answer your question. It's just not a quick answer. It's not a two-sentence answer. Hang in there. I'm sorry, it's not. And so when the international banksters, who in 1913 forced through the Federal Reserve Privately Owned Bank Act, they had the states allegedly give the power to choose senators by election of the people versus the states themselves doing it, okay? And what they did with income tax, they said, you know what, we're just going to pretend. We're just going to pretend that the direct taxing of American people's powers of the federal government, the restrictions are removed. And they did the 16th Amendment and a Supreme Court case, said in the case of Boucher versus the Union Pacific Railroad, that the income tax is a indirect tax, even though it was a direct tax. No one argued about the definitions. In that case of Boucher versus the Union Pacific Railroad, no one argued, oh, I'm not a U.S. Boucher. He didn't say, oh, I'm not a citizen of D.C. and territories. He didn't say that. He could have, should have said that, but didn't bring it up. I believe that was a set-up job on purpose. So ask the wrong question, and you're going to get the wrong answer. That's what happened there. So with the Boucher case, they got to say, oh, it's all good. Direct taxing of Americans is completely legal. That's what they pretended. Even though in law, United States and state were both defined in the same sentence as Washington, D.C. and its territories and possessions. The 50 states were not included at all. But who read the books? Who go to the library and look up federal tax law back in 1913 to see what these terms mean, the definitions? Almost nobody. Obviously, no one did. They kept this game of deception going. Okay, anybody assumed, oh, you are a citizen, that's me. But you see, on paper, they wrote the law correctly. Back in 1913, the United States meant Washington, D.C., and they listed its territories and possessions. Puerto Rico, Guam, Philippines, Alaska, Hawaii, which were territories. over the decades that took them out, as these territories became states or Philippines became an independent country. See, for the law to be constitutional, it has to apply only to Washington, D.C. Why? Why? Because in D.C., the federal government can tax any way they want. The direct tax limitations on U.S. government, that's the Constitution, does not apply that limitation or restriction to Washington, D.C. at all. That's why they cannot change it and pretend the law applies to 50 states as law in written form, because it doesn't. They know that. See, they always wrote it properly. They cannot go and make it, that would make it unconstitutional if they try to apply the income taxes to people of the 50 states. Now, that's a short answer. To get more detail on this thing and documentation, again, on step one, at the bottom of the full videos, okay, the fifth video in the bottom center on this topic in more detail. So watch that. I just give you a real quick overview of it. You see documentation of that. Proof for yourself if you watch that video. Anything else, Tess?
To actually fix it, I mean, would it take like an act of Congress?
They got to change the Constitution. After they change the Constitution,
okay.
A proposed constitutional amendment must be ratified by 3/4 of the states. So they're not going to do that because they're just pretend going, and it's going so well. They pretend the game is going very well. American people are duped, okay,
yeah.
To believe in they are the U.S. individual, got to pay the U.S. income tax, not knowing that U.S. is Washington, D.C., not the 50 states. Why should they ruffle the feathers?
Wake up.
Well, the problem is, you know, that we get censored, right? You know, YouTube, you know, censored us. Okay, they call our channel after 20,000 subscribers. Okay, the mainstream media, you've seen on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, they expose the truth? No. As long as they keep you dumbed down and ignorant, you don't know about freedom law school, you're just going to pay the slave be a slave and don't even worry about this stuff because you're so busy making a living and struggling everyday life, you know, problems, that you just go on with your living. That's why. Okay? Any other questions, Tess?
No, I appreciate that. You know, when you take the distributions, you know, Social Security does a funny thing. Is your Social Security affected if you do the Freedom Law School?
No. You could take money out of your individual retirement account right now or next year or 5 years ago, all you want, and you owe zero income tax on that money that you take out and spend as you wish, Tess. That money was never taxable to begin with. They ditched you to believing it was taxable, that you had to put in an IRA to delay or defer the taxes to a future time. Take that anything you want, and you owe nothing on taxes on that money.
Okay. So
okay.
A couple of years ago, I did take some money out, and it threw me into a different tax bracket. And then Social Security came back to me, and they wanted to charge me extra money for Part B of the, you know, which is the prescription. I said, well, I already have an Advantage plan with prescription. They go, we don't care. You have to pay this. Go talk to Congress. And it's like, oh, okay. So would they, because they contact me every year and they say, well, we've got notifications from the IRS. So they wouldn't get those notifications anymore, I'm thinking.
The reason that happened to you is because you put the rope on your neck. You were duped into filling out that 1040 form, include Social Security and that IRA withdrawal money on your 1040 form. You did it yourself. You should not have been able to file those forms in the first place. Okay?
Gotcha.
So you got to stop filing income tax forms tests. When you sign an IRS 1040 income tax confession trap form, you claim that you owe the IRS money test, you are putting the noose around your neck, and you give the IRS power to audit you, empty your bank account, steal your money, and put you in prison. The very act that the tax professional community tells you, oh, it's a safe thing to do, they tell you, no matter what, be sure to always file a tax return. even if you don't have the money, make sure you file. That's the very thing that hangs you and gives IRS all the power to rape you, steal your money as they've done. Got it? So no more sign those 1040 confession tax forms. Got it, Tess?
Yes, I do. I do. So I was talking to one of the guys at the office today. He said to ask you, because I asked him about American National. I just heard about this from Ann Vandersteel. He says, oh, you got to ask Paymon about that. So I don't know if you have time to cover that, but anyway, if you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. In fact, I cover that issue in one of my videos. I like to go to Odyssey, our favorite social platform that we use. Go there and go on the content on the top left,
okay,
on content, and put the word national on there, okay? And I did a video on this topic. Essentially,
okay,
that's a misreading of the law by people. Are you state national so you do not have to pay income tax? No, okay? So American National is not the issue. Okay, it's misunderstanding of the law for many good, well-intentioned, good-meaning Americans. So watch this video. Are you a state national so you do not need to file a pay income tax? It's a short and a complete longer video on this topic that you can read or see in our Odyssey video, and we explain in more detail why that's completely irrelevant. It was nothing you had to do at all. You were just perfectly fine the way God created you, Tess, okay? You're good. You're free. Anything else?
Yep. That's good. I'll have more time, I'm sure. Take care.
Glad to be of help, Tess. Thanks for calling. Tell other people about us, folks. Text the people. Text your friends about us. Okay? Have them, challenge them to see our 9-minute video about income tax basics on the drive to and from their job. That's the most important thing you can do. Is to tell people about us. Let me see if I can bring this up for you guys. Okay, on step one, okay, here. Folks, what you're going to do is tell people, here, give them a link to step one. Follow the law. So look, I found this place that says based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. It's amazing. Listen to this 9-minute video on your drive to work today or from work today and let me know what you think. Man, I can't find anything wrong with it. Maybe you can find something wrong. Please help me because I've seen it all looks good to me. See, now this way, they're going to watch it and tell you what they think. They're going to say, whoa, I'm amazed. And then follow up the next day. Hey, did you watch it? No? Did you listen to it? Hey, how about on your drive today? Listen to it. Tell me what you think. Follow up, folks, with your friends. Like Tessa's friend followed up with her, right? Let's go with the call from area code 862. Give me your first name, my friend. How did you hear about us? And then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon, this is Nick. I heard about you from Mike Adams' interview on Brighteon Broadcast News, and we spoke last week about creating an LLC. And I was curious now for my business. I just started this year. So at the end of the year, around December, I'm going to be putting all my earnings into the price calculator and signing up. But before I do that, I'm curious about 1099s. So for my business, I'm going to get a credit card reader, and they want me to file 1099 and have a tax ID code, which I know is, in a way, slavery. I don't want to have to deal with any income tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the best way to approach this solving this?
I didn't see a paper you're referring to. Would I see an exact paper you're referring to? There's no response I can give you right now. For example, I've had people want to sell their real estate property, close escrow, and I told them that I can help you not be 1099 falsely by the escrow. And the person, I've done it for two people. One of them got scared and backed off. The other one didn't back off. But what I had to do, I had to read the paperwork of the company and show how they were wrong, tell them you need to follow the law. I did it for both cases. But both cases, the paperwork was a little bit different. I had to point out the laws that they were mistaken was different from company A and escrow company number two. They were wrong in different ways. So I got to see what you got, the paperwork, and then I can come up with a response to that's proper. And as a student, that's one thing that will help you with that process, is do that thing properly. So that's one reason you want to join as soon as you can. We have this assistance like this. We can give it to you right away. By the way, we help our students first with things like this. And then as soon as I can, at some point in the future, as much as I can, I'm going to put all the stuff that you can do for yourself for free on our website. But I got to do it for our students first, test it out a little bit, okay, and then put it out for everybody when I get the time to do it on your own. Again, that's why our frequently asked questions part of our website is the area you got to go. A lot of answers are there, and hopefully you can take advantage of that. Does that help you, Nick? Any other questions?
Yes, thank you. And I will be joining. I will be joining soon. So one more question. Now, for the say my father's paying taxes and he has me under as a dependent right now. I just turned 18 this year and I just graduated high school. What would be the best thing to do? Should he keep me as a dependent as of now or take me off? Because I believe that if he takes me off, he'll be taxed.
For year 2000, why does he file at all? Just tell him not to file at all.
Okay.
Educate your father that there's no law requirement to file income tax. How old are you, by the way, Nick?
18. I just turned 18 this year.
Educate your father as best as you can, brother. That's what you got to do, son.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, you're 18, but you're obviously smart. Okay, hopefully your dad will recognize that. So the way you approach your dad is, Dad, I found this thing, I'm in a video on our step one, see? Say, hey, you know, I'm trying to follow the law. I want to be stickler for the law. And this guy, the word is stickler. I'm a stickler for the law. Use that wording. I found this place that is all based upon the official legal websites of the U.S. government. Would you do me a favor and watch this 9-minute video? Tell me what the error of it is, because I can't find anything wrong with this thing. If you approach it that way, be humble with your father, who's older and wiser. He'll look at it. If you say, Dad, you know, we've been deceived. American people don't have to file income taxes. Say, son, where do you get such stupid ideas? Wake up. You got to pay taxes like everybody else and get out of here. You see, you got to approach the people's egos, okay? So approach your father's ego with respect and give him a chance to check it out, to do you the favor of giving his opinion. But he's going to watch the video to give his opinion, right? Do that right away, okay? And your dad has
Thank
time.
You,
that question
Thank you.
Should be answered ideally that way. You're welcome, my friend. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much, and I'm sure he'll agree 100%. That won't be an issue.
Very good. Glad to hear that, Nick. Fantastic, son. Okay,
Thank
we have
you.
A call for Erica 207 and a number. We have more people with questions, perhaps. Let's put the number on the screen. If you have a question, you can call the number you see on the screen, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, you just press 1, and that lets me know you have a question. Y'all, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. And I will take your question next. After the call right now, we have America 207. We have two other calls that joined with questions. One is from area code 302. The other one is from area code 562. So call from area code 207. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, how you doing? My name is Fred, and I heard about you through Stu Peters, and I had also seen you before as well. The reason my question is, I had cashed in 2021. And by the way, I had sent an email to your staff, and I included all the documentation. And a gentleman's named Eric said he would place the the documents on your desk there. So hopefully you have that. In any event, I decided to cash in my 401k early in 2021, and I did not report it And I got some, and so I did file in 2021, and of course I put that proverbial noose around my neck. Unfortunately, wasn't really educated at the time. So I did sign my return and everything. But so anyway, I got some from the IRS saying, oh, by the way, you owe us $14,204. So essentially, my question is, now that's interest, penalties, everything. So what I did is I had appealed it, and I said, is there any way you could waive the interest and penalties? And they said no. They said they denied it, and they actually sent me something back with forms asking me to sign that I agree that I owe this. So I'm not, I was like, I don't want to do that. You know, and I hate the way they're spending our money and just wasting it and that kind of thing. My question is it possible, now that that piece has already been done, is it possible to avoid paying taxes on my, you know, very modest IRS distribution, which was around $54,000? You know, right now I consider myself semi-retired. I'm not really, I don't have any income at this point, so it's kind of hot, you know, it's a little bit, they kind of got me. So my question is it possible to avoid this, or do you think I should, I mean, is it something that you would not say, you know, is it something that you would be able to help me with, or maybe not, you know, since I did sign the form in 21, and I was reading one of, or, you know, was watching one of your videos saying that the IRS is not coming after people who do not file. Unfortunately, I did file, so they kind of got my, they got my number at this point. So that's my question.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you did file the 1040 confession trap form, but let me see what they have here on this page. They claim that okay. You did not report everything. That's what they're coming after you for. They claim
right.
that you showed on your return zero retirement income taxable, and IRS
yeah.
says you actually took 54,000 out.
Right.
So you're
right,
going to put
exactly.
that on your 1040 form, is that correct? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. That's correct.
Well, there's no simple, easy answer.
Okay.
I can tell you about that.
Okay.
That I could just tell you, just do it and make it go away. At this
okay.
point, you don't owe them nothing at all. I can tell you this, though. This letter by
well,
itself means nothing. If they
okay.
want to come after you, they have to issue a letter called a notice of deficiency. A formal
okay.
notice of shortage on what you owe them, they have to send that to you by certified mail. At that time,
okay.
you could challenge them in the U.S. Tax Code with a trial. But right now, this means literally zero, absolutely
okay.
zero. So don't worry about it. Ignore this for right now. Because they may just
okay.
leave you alone. They'll leave you alone
okay.
at the end of it. They just try to, right now, intimidate you into filing a 1040
okay.
tax form. And the reason
I
they
see.
Do this, by the way, is because they don't have enough judges to come after everybody. Because you have a right
okay.
to trial. You see,
right.
every non-filer has a right to trial before they come after
right.
you. So this is what they don't tell you. You have
right.
a right to trial. They want to bluff you.
Right,
okay?
right. They try
so
to intimidate you.
So you step
yeah.
on our website and see why the IRS is leaving. And one of the things I point out to people is you see on here, let me show you here on the screen
mm-hmm.
if you can see it, is that, you see, they have to give you a trial if they want to propose this money officially that you owe them. And
right.
there's only 31 U.S. tax court judges to go after 80 million non-filers.
Wow.
So there's already too many non-filers. It is absolutely
wow.
impossible for the IRS, which is the IRS from them, by the way, to go after 80 million innocent non-filers. I mean,
wow.
imagine
wow.
a stadium
wow.
full of 35,000 people capacity,
yeah.
okay, and divide up the number of, you know, 80 million people in America, okay, to
right.
seat all these non-filers, we take
yeah.
1,000 of these, over 1,000 of these stadiums.
Wow.
To process, come
wow.
after all that 80 million non-filers in trial.
Yeah.
Each tax court judge would need to handle equivalent of 34 stadiums filled to capacity.
Right, right. And it's kind of a small amount compared to possibly some other, you know, other people, I'm sure. You know, so that was kind of, so the thing is at this point, you're saying that if they haven't actually issued me a notice of deficiency.
Don't worry about it.
Then,
it's all good.
Then don't, okay, okay. But if they do, I can challenge them. And I do want to join. Yeah, in tax court, right, right, right. And, yeah, I appreciate what you're doing, Payman. Thank you very much. And as far as, like, as far as joining, I mean, I don't know, like, the only thing, the interest, they're charging me interest on this money or whatever. So at this point, it's funny because the first thing they sent me was a proposed changes, and they said this is not a bill. So, you know, I'm kind of like, well, okay. But what it looks like they're trying to trick me into signing a form saying, yes, I agree, I owe this. And so I'm just not going to respond to that. But if they come at me with a notice of deficiency, I could actually go. The thing is let's say they do come at me. Let's say worst case. And they say, okay, they send me a notice of deficiency. Okay, at this time, you owe us $15,000. That was more interest or whatever, right? So you owe us $15,000. What's my next step? Like, I mean, if I get that, you know.
Challenge them in tax court, I would say, would be your next step. But
okay.
There's nothing to do until they do that. See, they will probably not send you a notice of deficiency because they don't want to overwhelm their own judges. The tax court's already overwhelmed with cases.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So they don't overwhelm us. They leave a lot of people alone.
Right.
They just intimidate you with letters like this.
Gotcha.
Oh, interest and penalties are adding up.
Right.
You're
going to
stop paying
right.
interest. So go to file
yeah.
right now. So you owe less money to the IRS. That's what they intimidate you.
Oh, man.
Call their bluff.
Yeah. They're brutal. They're brutal. No, I appreciate that. All right, so I will keep an eye on that, and considering joining as well. So just it seems like and the other thing too is I think I'm done filing. You know, I'm done putting the noose around my neck. You know, so but I thank you very much, Payman, for everything, and I really appreciate what you're doing. You know, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my pleasure, my friend. Glad to be of help, Fred. And let's go to our next caller we have right now from area code 302, then the 563 area code caller. And then we just joined another caller who has a question from area code 719. So from area code 302 caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
How are you doing, Payman? My name is Sean. I heard about you because I've actually been following you for quite some time now. A matter of fact, I want to say 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
And I'm a long time follower. It's my fault that I actually didn't become a student. I didn't have the money to do so at the time. But long story short, I found out about you through Joe Bannister. So I have a friend that introduced me to this whole tax fraud situation. And when I started doing my own research, I found out about Joe Bannister. I started following Sherry Jackson, and I followed their stories, and that's when I found out about We the People. Apologies, I haven't been joining your show for, you know, the last couple of years. You know, life happened. But it's one of those situations that, you know, going back to what you said earlier, I took the red pill. And once you get, you know, certain information, you just can't forget it. I mean, if I'm... you know, subject to fraud is not something that, you know, you could just forget. And
right.
I do have a series of questions for you. I'm going to be respectful of everybody's time. But, you know, after following, I was not filing my taxes as you instructed. However, in an effort to further my education so I can get a better income, I was actually forced to file my back taxes just so I can get a student loan.
When?
So right 2 years ago.
Okay.
So when
for how many years did you file? For what years?
For like the last 5 years.
And how much on you did you confess you owe the IRS money?
Right now they're saying that I'm liable for a little under $30,000.
$30,000. Okay. All right. And what else?
And so I have a series of questions, but to just backtrack a little bit, if I had to go through all of those hoops just to get a student loan, when the time comes and I have to buy a house. How can I buy a house without filing taxes? Because I know they're going to require tax docs.
You think about, but you don't. I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but you don't. They you can always get a loan, a home loan without a tax return. It just said most agents do not know how to do that. They can get it based on their bank deposits and other means. So that's available. In fact, on our RLC channel, again, I have a thing about that. You can go search on our RLC channel. Okay, here we go. Let's see, where's that? Here we go. And put the one, get a home loan. Okay, put the word loan on there or mortgage. Let's see one of those that comes up. Yep, there it is. Can you get a home loan with no tax return? Bingo, it's there, folks. Take advantage of our frequently asked questions. Take advantage of our you know, social media, like Odyssey. All the stuff is there. Your answer is just on our website at Freedom Law School. There it is. Okay, I gave you two other sources. They give you more detailed answers on this. Okay?
Wonderful. So that made my day. I actually have a PSA for all those who's listening. So just to put it in perspective, the money that I owe, because, you know, again, I put the noose around my own neck. I, like a fool, went to Optima Tax Relief. Why? I drive to work every morning. They blast that commercial at least 15 times before I get to my destination. So advertisement works. I broke down. I called them. Optima Tax Relief basically duped me into paying them $8,000, which I thought was going to go towards the IRS, but they said, oh, no, that $8,000 was for our fees. Let's go ahead and lock you into making monthly payments to the IRS. And when I looked at their plan basically had me paying the full amount without them doing the negotiation that they advertise on their commercial. And I would love to have some type of litigation towards them against that, but apparently it's in the contract. I'm screwed, right? So it's a PSA for all those listening. Any company out there that says that they can reduce your IRS debt, run. Do not listen to them. Just run.
Yep. They're a bunch of liars and thieves who take advantage of you when you're done. You could have done that payment plan yourself with the IRS without these thieves' help. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I could have found a local CPA who probably charged me $300. You know?
No, you just call the IRS yourself. In fact, you know, you don't even pay the IRS a lot of times because they're leaving you alone. They're leaving
not
everybody alone. So IRS is such a broken agency. I'll show you on my website. Here it is on step three, point number four. IRS cannot even keep up with the filers like you who have confessed to owing the IRS money. Okay. As a result, forced collection levies are down by more than 90% since 2011. This is their own chart that the tax-free advocate provided us. So you didn't have to even do that. But anyhow, it's already done a deal.
Mm-hmm. They caught up with me because they started garnishing my check.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, so you are where you are right now, but the payment plan, you could have done without these guys. But you did. You made some kind of a thing with these guys. You're paying the IRS off. How much a month? You got a payment plan now? What's the
deal? I didn't start yet. It literally just started, and I figured I would call you today to get some advice from you.
I need more details.
Actually, what would you like to know?
You said now you just told me that they've levied your bank account or paycheck recently, and then you called these guys. So you could just call the IRS, make a payment plan. You know, that's all. Just
yeah.
Call. Look, I'm poor, don't have much money. You know, and how much you make a year right now?
$115.
How much?
$115.
150 or 115?
115.
115. Single or married? How old are you?
Married. Married and 45.
And how about your wife? How much does she make?
She's a housewife. Homemaker.
How many children?
One.
Okay. And when they attack your paycheck, with a paycheck or bank account, what happens?
They pretty much take half my paycheck.
Well, right now, they're lending you right now as we speak?
Yes.
Well, call the IRS. Okay. I'm afraid all you have to do is to come up with a payment plan with them. Call them on the levy, notice of levy. There's a phone number. Call them, hey, I can't pay my rent. Tell them I can't pay my rent. Electricity, you know, I need to come up with a lower plan. That's all you can do. I'm sorry. When you file a confession form, you're trapped. You're trapped yourself. You got to just call, you know, let them help you make a payment plan. They take how you, so you make $115 a year, so it's about almost $10,000 a month. They're taking about $5,000 a month from you, correct?
Yeah.
So make $1,000 a month. Better than $5,000 a month. Call them.
I mean, but with that and student loans, my student loans by itself is $800 a month.
So? Student loans, you can put a pause on how much you pay. So you stop that student loan thing. That's all. It's that simple.
Okay. That's one way of looking at it.
It may be one way. It is the way. But when you take your money, you don't have to money to pay student loans. You put them on pause. You just add interest to student loan. That's all. Okay?
Well, I do have a couple more questions for you. Again, I want to be respectful of everybody's time, but I found out something this morning. I don't know if it's true, but I wanted to, you know, consult the professional. One of my colleagues sent me a video saying that the IRS is becoming defunct, which is something I know people have been playing around with that idea. A lot of people are advocating for it, but I wanted to find out if you've heard anything about that.
About what?
The IRS becoming defunct.
I'm talking about everybody all the time, that they're falling from inside. They're imploding from inside. Slowly but surely they are. I talk about it on my website right now. So,
because I'm trying
but
to
gonna expedite that process
that online
so.
And
What's
find
that?
Out if there's any truth to that. I'm trying to find out if there's any truth to that because along with that video that was sent over to me,
Hold on. You ask us vague comments that can I help you. To what exactly? Look, I was in a black and white lit die. It doesn't work like that. You don't just die all of a sudden. Okay? It's like slower, older, 80 years old, 85, 90, 95, 98, 102, 105, 108. It's that kind of a slow, gradual. That's not like one day, whoop, guys, Iris died today. It didn't work like that, okay? So you understand?
Okay.
So think about it correctly. Now you ask your question better, but that will not help you. Your situation is you got to call the IRS, make a payment plan, okay? They may have to fill out the form. You have to fill out a form about how much you're at, you know, income and obligations are, just student loans on there, everything. But, you know, they come up with a payment plan. Sorry. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I was not there to help you. You know what I mean? 88,
okay,
9
no
years
problem.
Ago, you know, that's all you can do at this point. Sorry, I wish I had a solution, but I'm not a magician.
I do have a better question for you. Now, I've
heard
that the as of October this year, 2023, that the IRS is stating that the tax is going to be voluntary. I wanted to find out from you if that's true.
I don't know whoever told this bunch of utter garbage nonsense.
It's on a video.
You know, you got to stop believing what people tell you. Okay?
That's why I'm asking
you. Ask for proof. I'm telling you, it's always been voluntary for people in the 50 states who are not federal workers and contractors. There's nothing new, nothing changed. It's always been that way. So this claim that somehow suddenly our position changed is utter nonsense. Someone told you. Guys, believe in the flying pig when you see it. Believe in the chicken that gives milk when you see it. Okay? You never were ever required to file pick-up tax unless you were a U.S. citizen of Washington, D.C., resident or citizen of D.C., or federal worker contractor. That is it.
Yeah, I agree.
It was always voluntary.
When they mention that the IRS is acknowledging that
who's,
as of
who's they?
This year.
Who's the they that's saying this? Give me your friend's name. Joe Robertson, what's his name? Who is the they?
I couldn't give you the name. I could tell you the video.
Then ignore it. Then ignore it. Look, you need to do your homework. That's what got you in trouble. You kept watching people's words without verifying things. Everything I tell you is truth. You can verify it. When I go on my on Freedom Law School website, I tell you these things I'm claiming. Here's the sources are right there. When I say IRS is falling apart, they're going to lose 52,000 of the 79,000 employees they got. That's not me. That's the IRS commissioner says that. That's on my website.
No,
you can
see
it. So stop telling me what these people told you this nonsense. I don't want to hear about this nonsense that Trump now tells you. Say, hey, Mom, is that true? It's not true. Okay, what do you want that can, right now, what you want to do, my friend, is this. You're stressed out because you want to protect your wife and child. I understand that. So do that. Focus on that. Why are you chasing these people nonsense theories out there all over? Why? It doesn't do any good. Focus on you and your family. Help them with what you got with the payment plan. And meanwhile, rather than going all over the internet, just go to our website. Go to Freedom Law School's website and study that. Why do you go to all these places that these people don't know what they're talking about, like Freedom Law School? You know that I'm the only one in a tax honesty movement ever since World War II for the leader but not to go to prison, put out of business, quit, or go to, or put him out of business. The only one ever. So, you know, I got the right answer. I'm not trying to be egotistical. It's just a fact, right? So if that's the case, you know, I'm the only one that does it right by proof of the pudding, right? Proof of the pudding. Why are you going other places and hearing all these rumors and nonsense that you keep asking me about? That's what got you in trouble in the first place.
No,
you knew about
me
9 years ago. You didn't come to check out my website. You listened to all the nonsense of other people that promised you patriot mythology stuff, and it didn't work. So now it's better late than never, brother. And that's a warning for all of you guys. Learn from Sean's mistake. Sean heard about me 8-9 years ago. Sean could have checked out Freedom Law School. Sean could have joined Freedom Law School to study Freedom Law School's website. But he didn't do that. He just went to wherever he heard out there with some nonsense and chased the nonsense they put out there. Rather than saying, hey, wait a minute, this guy's different. He has a record of winning over the IRS. Beating the IRS.
No, I think you're taking it out of context, Sean. I think you're taking it out of context.
I'm telling you, don't ask me about these other people questions. Help yourself, brother. What can I help you besides this? What else I can help you with? Because other people are waiting for questions.
No, that's about it.
That's it? So I want to hear from you that you reduce this $5,000 a month, take your paycheck down to $1,000 or $1,500 or something like that. Okay? And look, let bygones be bygones, my friend. I love you, and I want you and your family to have prosperity once again. You're going to get over this phase, this chapter, okay? And I put off paying your student loans for a little while. Okay, but it is what it is. All we can do is learn from our mistakes. Life will go on, and you can be free once again properly, my friend. Okay? I love you, brother, and I hope you do that and let your wife know things will be okay, honey.
I surely will.
All right. All right, my friend. Let's go. We have a call from area code 562 and then 719 area code caller is next. 562 area code caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
And I heard about you from Mike Adams and Sue Peter. Thank you for the work that you do. A few questions. I own a rental property, and I wanted to find out if I have to pay if I have to pay taxes on the rental income.
Nope, you don't own any of it. Is a rental in D.C.?
No, this is all in California.
Then you're good.
Okay, great. If I do a 1031 exchange. Do I have to pay taxes?
Don't bother. No need. Don't do that. But I didn't catch your first name. What's your first name again?
Michelle.
Yeah. No need to do 1031 exchange at all.
Okay. Just don't file a 1031. Just move with my rental property and don't file a 1040.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And then I sold my primary property just recently, do I need to pay capital gains tax on that?
Nope.
Okay. and then on the previous caller, he was saying, you know, he received a letter from the IRS. If you don't respond to that, isn't that a tacit agreement? Silence is saying yes, that you agree to what they're asking for? No. Okay,
nope.
Great. Okay. And then this is paying federal and state tax. We don't have to pay income tax on either, federal or state.
Most states do follow federal law and forms. California is one of them. So if you don't owe federal income taxes, you don't owe state income taxes either. However, California is the most arbitrary and lawless of the state tax agencies. FTB is really nasty. So that's where you want to, we should do a one-on-one private consultation or become a member, and we can guide you in the California situation. Some people can, easily get out of California situation. Some people not so easily. You know, there's a little bit more risky with the FTB. They're very organized and very aggressive, even though the law is on your side. But the IRS, the law is completely on your side, and they're completely in shambles. So it's a whole different game.
Okay. Okay. And then a private consultation versus a membership?
The membership comes with consultation, unlimited. So you can join right away, and then you get unlimited consultation. That's because, you see, remember, when you join as a member of Restore Freedom Plan to help us defund the swamp in Washington, D.C. and restore freedom, we want to fund the freedom movement. That's our goal, right? Support Stuart Peters, Mike Adamses, all these people out there, freedom, lawsuits and politicians to represent we the people once again, right? Like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, right? So when we do all this, you get complete protection. You will not go to prison because you rely on the law as published on government's official legal websites. And you check it with your lawmakers that you're right before you stop. Right? We'll do that for you when you join. And then, not only you're not going to prison, it will fight for you. All the work for you, anything that come after you will be done for you. And even if we're not doing it and lose, they take money from you, $10,000 or $10 million, doesn't matter. We will reimburse you in full and make you whole. So there's no risk. So we want to give you unlimited consultation so you do things correctly and properly. Properly and timely, challenge these crooks and criminals, okay? So we do want you to communicate with us. We do want you to ask the questions. So you get all your questions about this and more completely answered, Michelle.
Okay, great. And then I do day trading, so I don't have to file income taxes on that as well, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you, Payman, for what you do, and I look forward to joining and getting more information.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Let's go to our next caller from area code 719. Let's put the call number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. And I will take a question next after this caller. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question coming up next. So we have a call from Erica 719 and another call from Erica 562 is following you. Give me your first name, my friend, from Erica 719. Have you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Denny. I heard about you from from Stu Peters first a couple months ago and then Mike Adams. And I called you last week, and I had a couple more questions. They're simple questions. I'm a retired city employee, and I do some painting now. And I'm wondering, because I do collect my pension. I'm not worried about my pension, but I do collect Social Security, and so does my wife. And I was wondering if I quit paying taxes, does that affect my receiving my Social Security?
No.
Did you say no?
No, it doesn't affect it at all.
And my other question is, just in your experience, since I worked all my life, paid my taxes all my life, I've never been audited. If I decide, okay, I'm done, I'm not signing my name anymore, do they start looking at your back taxes and try to find something through that, or is that typically not happen?
No, they don't do that. The reason that IRS doesn't do that is because of the fact that there's already way too many non-filers out there, okay? So I'm going to bring it to my screen for those of you who are watching that, according to IRS, back in 19, 1996, there were 63 million non-filers. So now with more population, the number of non-filers right now probably about 80 million. Okay. So that's the estimate that they have. They don't even know. So how would they notice in 1 year that one person got added or left that estimate of 80 million people? The whole system is based upon bluffs, based upon you believing that they're watching you because your employer or your pension company send out a W-2 form to the IRS. Well, that IRS knows about you. We know about you. We got your W-2. We're going to come after you for that, but they're not. They are stopped going about non-filers. Okay? I have a chart about this on my website. See, because non-filers are too expensive to come after. You want to make $2 for every dollar that's spent on non-filers, where they collect over $300 for every dollar that is spent on filers. So no, they do not notice you. There's no Tom, Jack, and Harry come after Danny because he then all of a sudden stopped buying. They don't do that. Okay?
Okay. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you, and I'm going to sign up, so I just appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, let's go now to the other call we have from Area Code 562. Long Beach, California. I used to live out there, guys. By the way, Michelle, I used to be probably live very close to where you live in the area. Yeah, I was in Belmont Heights. Anyhow, so 56 Area Code caller, the new one, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your questions. Are you there? Call from Area Code 562. You're alive. From 562-221 prefix. Let's think about that. 391 was Michelle. Yes.
Hi, can you hear me? My name is Chia.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, and I heard about you. I think it was some YouTuber or some I don't know if it's from YouTube, but I just saw you, and what you do intrigued me because I've heard of random people saying that paying taxes are illegal, but I just never – knew how. So I studied your website randomly, and I just find it very intriguing. However, I am one of those unfortunate people that have a federal job. I work, I don't want to say where I work, but I am a civilian worker for one of the federal entities, hospitals. That should give you a big hint. So
mm-hmm.
I guess
yeah,
I
VA
do have to pay
job,
tax, right?
I understand that, yep. Right,
correct.
Huh?
Correct. Correct. So I guess I do fall under those minor people that do have to pay taxes. But I was wondering if I have a side business or want to start a side business or work a second job mm-hmm. that's not a federal job, can I still tell them, that employer, that I don't want to pay taxes or, you know, do all that, those steps that you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that's not going to cause a problem with, wait, hey, you're paying tax at this job. Why aren't you paying tax at the other job? I just didn't know how that worked out or if that's going to be a problem or issue.
Well, the VA job is a federally connected income. You're performing functions of federal public office to take care of the
right.
man who fought to defend America as the Constitution provides in wars. So you taking care of them is a performing function of federal public office. And you are
right.
a non-resident alien with respect to the government of Washington, D.C., land in D.C. So on that income, only you pay income tax. But the money you
okay.
make anyplace else from anything else, it's all yours to keep.
Okay, so what happens, like, I know someone else, I think two callers prior to me was talking about she's a day trader, and you said that there was no taxes on that. So, but don't they report your gains to the IRS?
They might, but guess what? The IRS is not using those to come after people. That's called the Automated Substitute for Return Program, okay? Automated Substitute for Return Program, okay? IRS suspended that, okay? You know, in fact, they used to come after about a million or so non-filers for decades. In 2009 and 10, Well, the last years, it came after about 1 million non-filers in some kind of a way. Okay. And then what happened is that the program crashed. They came after less and less and less non-filers. It went to 500,000 in 2011, in 2012 to 300,000, 2014 down to 200,000, and down 2016 was down to only 25,000 non-filers
they
came after. And then 2017, they stopped. They just stopped. And the auditors of the IRS criticized the IRS for doing that. Okay? They questioned and said the decision of the IRS to suspend the automated subsidy for return program to come after non-filers. And the IRS response was, hey, resource constraints resulted in the IRS's decision to suspend come after non-filers. You know, and the corona hoax down 2021 really put a kabush over IRS's neck. They have not resumed the program. They can't. They can't even keep coming after filers that confess to owe the IRS money. In fact, another report in 2020 said the IRS is leaving even millionaires alone. Millionaires are leaving alone. Okay? They gave the auditors to the IRS list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million for years 2014, 15, 16. I recommend that the IRS to go after these people for taxes.
Is there a reason why they're not going after those rich people?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they would have more money to collect versus us middle class and, you know, poor, quote unquote, poor.
Yeah. But you see, the IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. Yep.
Interesting.
It's all there. It's all right there. If they give, they get the information to these guys about these guys by name. They give the name and Satan surveillance number to, you know, this here is. We give these guys this information and go after them. I said, no, we are too busy. Do not have enough money to go after non-filers. Files are obviously much more profitable. So
thank you for this. Can I ask one more question and then I'll drop back in the background? So myself being a federal income worker, do you provide, maybe I didn't see it on your website, on how employees can still get, I guess, reduce our tax liabilities? Do you do those services, or is that not where you're focused on? Or because I know I don't have a business. I don't have all the write-offs that like a business owner would have, but are there things that are not common knowledge that us workers can still write off legally or something like that?
I'm afraid no, but I can help you with this. You live, you know, you probably work at a VA hospital right by Cal State Long Beach. I used to go to school there, right? Is that a good guess?
I have worked there, but I work at the other one.
Okay. All right. You know what?
There are three in like a little triangle. So I work at one of the other two.
That's right. The best thing you can do is follow just like me, leave that common state, come to Florida. You're a nurse, I'm guessing. There's lots of nursing jobs in Florida who are going unfulfilled and open. They're dying literally to get nurses like you. So sell whatever you got, come to free state of Florida from that communist California Republic, and your money will go a lot farther because housing costs a lot less, taxes are the lowest in the country, okay? People are nicer, you don't have the traffic, the homelessness, the crime, the smog, leave all that behind. And then guess what? You work for a private company versus the government. And the fact that you got some experience is a plus for you. It's time for you to make a move up.
Thank
I will help
you
with that, Chia. Come to Tampa area. The greater Tampa area is the best part of Florida to be in the South Sarasota area down there, up north. Hernando County, Brooks Blue area, we're out. They're both all good in different ways. All right?
Thank you so much. Thank you for your services.
You're welcome. My pleasure to help you out, Tia.
Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. I think we're done for tonight, unless there's more people with questions, which I'll give you guys one more chance. If you have a question, the number to call is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question next. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question now. Okay? All right. We have no more calls, looks like, at this time. We're taking a lot of people's calls. Great. Well, folks, remember, February 2nd through 5th is UNLV in Florida. Okay? At our Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, we are doing with Stu Peters, okay? And Stu be will there himself, and we get more speakers confirmed to speak, okay, at the event, okay? So registration will start having them next week, folks, so you can plan, but plan, put the date aside in the calendar right now. It's get out of the snow and ice from the free state of Florida. And we'd love to have you there, and you're going to have the fun of your life getting free all at the same time. We do have one more call right now from area code. Looks like, we got a call from area code 503, but looks like Michelle from area code 563 has another question, right? I think she does. Well, I will check on her just to make sure. Let's go to the call from area code 503. Take that, your question first, my friend, and then we'll check with Michelle, area code 562, area code next. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. And we'll check with Michelle, area code 562,
area code next. What's your name again? Hey, Paymon, this is Tess, again from Oregon, 503. Hey, I had one more question, if it
sure.
was possible. And again, I heard about you from Stu Peters, Mike Adams, and my friend.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, so you were talking about the IRS and about how they're so bogged down and they're a mess, and I think they even destroyed a bunch of files. I don't know if it was intentional or what happened. But what about the 87,000 that, you know, they're threatening to come out with armed people? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I got a video exactly on that topic also on our website. Let's see. Let's go to, I think step two I have it, or step three. I think step three. Let me check on my screen. I put that on there, about 87,000. Oh, yes, I do. So step three. Yep. Here it is. I got a video why the IRS is hiring 87,000 new employees. It is no big deal. It's on step three, okay? And the answer to that, in short, is this. In fact, you see it on my screen a little bit of it, okay? The IRS commissioner told Congress that the IRS are losing most of their employees and having a hard time replacing them. 52,000 of the current 79,000 IRS employees are projected to leave the IRS employment by 2028. And 35,000 of them, biggest chunk, is retirement. So they're hiring 8,700 employees per year for 10 years to replace this massive number of employees leaving the IRS so IRS does not fall apart completely. That's all. It's not a big deal. The IRS is still falling apart. The IRS is still in a nowhere like it used to be. They're still having their computers, which are antiquated. And for over 40 years, IRS has failed to update its antiquated computer systems and has now suspended most updating of their computers. It's just stopped. They projected that by 2020, 2030 was a target date to completion of their replacing their major system, individual master file, IMF. And now they're saying that that now it's unknown when, if they ever will get to do that. So they're just falling apart. You know, this is just to keep them from falling apart completely so quickly. It just slows down their demise. Anything else? All right, Tess, looks like we're good. Let's go to Michelle. Looks like Michelle looks like she has a more question. Michelle, do you have any more questions you want to ask of me? America 562. No, looks like Michelle's good. She has no questions. All right. Well, folks, thank you for being with me. I appreciate that. Once a week, I get a chance to be with you all and share the good news. Flame is in the air. But you have to choose to step in there, smell it, and enjoy it. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. That is where you'll find the answers you are looking for. Take the 7 steps, okay, to freedom. It's all there for you. We got one more caller that just joined us with a question from area code 443. Okay, let's go to that caller with a question. Please give me your first name, how you heard about it, and then your question, please.
Hello, everyone. My name's Justin, and I found you on Rumble.
Very good. On whose show did you watch me?
No, it was just actually you were on the main feed one evening a few weeks ago.
Oh, my own program?
Yeah, you actually made it to the front page of Rumble.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Yes.
What was that? You said how many days ago was that?
It was about three weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Okay, well, thanks for that feedback. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, how may I help you, Justin?
So I'm new and I've been watching and I've been studying on my own. I'm looking to sign up. And also on Rumble, during the chat, I found an article here on the Department of Justice that somebody put in the chat. And basically it was a Westinghouse bank person, or he was a resident of Richmond, California. Doesn't give a name. He was sentenced to 33 months. He said it says here that he was a student.
Oh, Richard Grant. Yeah, he was
okay.
A student. He also drank his mother's milk.
Yeah, it says Grant.
And went to ABC High School. Well, none of us, it was none of our fault. He stopped filing income tax before Freedom Law School. When he was with us, he got his own lawyer, which is his own thing. They didn't work with me and got convicted.
Okay.
Neither him nor his lawyer cooperated with me. Yeah.
Yeah, so the DOJ, you know, it's kind of like a fake news type website. You know, it's one side of the story. So I appreciate you giving me that information because I guess he wasn't fully clean before coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay, my friend. So I can help you, Justin.
Yeah, so my last filing was in 2020, and I owe about $8,000, and then two or three to the state of my area code. And I did extension in 21, which I haven't done. I haven't done anything for last year, and I don't continue anymore. So before I get started, I wanted to join the club free and clear so I don't end up like Grant, obviously. So I guess my first step would be take care of my bill since I did a 1040, and that was my last return.
Well, you don't need to pay him in a hurry. You know, you can pay him over time if you want to. And quite frankly, as you saw earlier, they're leaving non-files alone, and they're giving a lot of times their cases to the toothless private collection agencies. I've seen cases, 50,000, 80,000, or about $250,000 cases that the IRS rather than trying to levy their bank account or paycheck, they send the case to a toothless private collection agency to beg you to please pay some money to the IRS tells them that you owe them. So I'm going to be so worried about this small $8,000 bill you got.
Yeah, so I should take care of it, or because I started
join right away, my
friend.
Restore Freedom Plan, my friend, and you're going to get consultation to help you with your existing problem as well, my friend. We give you that with you, give you some of your best options.
All right. Also, I retired from the service that year, as well. So I'm a reservist.
From what service?
And,
from Army. From what? From Federal Army, you said.
It was a state, you know, I was a guardsman.
Okay, gotcha. Got it.
So
that's fine. That's
that
fine.
Was when I last filed too. So I don't have to do a 1040 NR or anything like that going forward. I'm hoping since I'm in the inactive reserves.
Mm-hmm. As long as your check is not being cut by the U.S. government. Okay.
Well, I do get I just got benefits recently, starting last year.
What do you mean by benefits?
From VA.
Okay. You mean cash payments?
Disability.
Well, that's not taxable anyhow, according to you.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. So NRs needed going forward?
No, because the income that you have from DC because of disability, by their own rules, is not taxable.
Great. The other question was, I'm part of a state militia, and state taxes there, that wouldn't really tie me to. I'm assuming that my state follows the IRS because it doesn't fall in those six of those states that you've mentioned before.
Right, correct. Yep, you got it.
Okay. So when's the best time I could call back?
In the mornings is best. The sooner you can call, the better, because we're in Florida on the East Coast, so as time goes on, the more Western time zone, people start waking up and calling us. So the earlier in the day you can call us at 9 a.m., the more attention you can get from us.
All right. Yeah, I can keep you on the phone all night. That's all I have for now. And I'll do it more privately.
Very good. Call us in the morning, and then we can get one of our people to answer more of your questions privately as well.
God bless, sir. Have a good evening.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you for calling, Justin. We put the number on the screen one more time just in case somebody has a question we never know. If you have any last questions, folks, this is probably your last chance, looks like. 657-383-1755, and on your telephone pad, press 1. Now we'll take your question now. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Now we'll take your question now. Anybody else with any questions right now? Looks like this is it, folks. Well, it's pretty late here in Florida. What time is it right now, by the way? Gosh. It's, 8:83. Yeah, we gain an hour. Yeah, but I got to get some sleep. I wake up early tomorrow. I'm an East Coast island, folks. So with that, folks, I want to give you all my love. I thank you very much for giving me your time and attention to learning about freedom and truth, folks. We can take America back. I want you to know we can do it. All it takes for all of us to get together, okay? The key is to restore freedom is you can regain your power and freedom. Okay, if you take the steps to educate yourself, you have to seek the truth, okay? It's you that got to do it. You'll never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely, and if you choose, with a guarantee. But it's you that's got to go to the 7 steps at our website, freedomlawschool.org. So I invite you, my friends, to, as you drive home, to from work, listen to these videos. Text your friends about us, about our website, okay? Have fun being empowered and start living a free life now. Very good, good. Okay. All right.